It looks like something violent. Hold on.
Okay. So we're getting a report from Yvonne de la Vega stating that there is possibly something violent.
I'm walking up to a circle of people.
Okay. And if you could please describe.
And then I can hear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring you to the front.
Okay. And if you can describe what you're hearing or seeing. I'm going to see.
Okay. There are just several different issues.
I hear something going on in the background. What are they saying?
It's the committee, police brutality committee. Someone printed the names of each member.
It sounds like a woman's voice, and it sounds like
she's
really agitated.
Wow. Okay, what happened? Okay, let me just tell you what just happened.
Okay.
The Anti-Police Brutality Committee, they were sort of exclusive instead of being inclusive. What somebody had done was printed a list of all the names in the police brutality committee so that they can be targeted. But that was an accusation. She's not sure. Everybody's sort of dumbfounded and sitting around going, we are peaceful. Let's not do this. But she got very emotional and she stormed off. I did myself try to get involved with the Anti-Police Brutality Committee, and they were a little bit exclusive. They're a little passionate. I'm sure they have a relative or were beaten up themselves by someone, and they're very passionate about it. But they're, again, their thing is they're a little bit, what's going on here? It's the people. And because it is really leaderless, but leaderful, everyone's trying to govern themselves, basically. And what's happening is, it's coming out a little bit unorganized, and that's what I thought in the first place. But really, in the long run, it's going to accomplish something, because if they keep it in mind that we're here in solidarity with Wall Street, and L.A. really doesn't need to take it into their own hands. They need, and that's what the last woman said. She came up and she said, we are in solidarity with Wall Street. Please stick to their demands. And we don't need to have to bring up our own. And I agree. I agree. It needs to be more organized, and they're trying their best. Again, it's only 4 days old.
Yes. And
it's a four-day-old movement in Los Angeles.
I have a question.
And are you online while we're speaking?
Yes, we're on the air right now.
No, are you online?
Yes, I'm online as well.
Can you go to another window?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go ahead and go to Occupy Los Angeles. Go to www.occupylosangeles.org.
I'm there right now.
Okay, they also have a live stream going, if you're interested. You can watch that at the same time. I don't know if you can project on your show, but...
What we can do is we can run the audio from that stream.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
I would wait until they settle down.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to reorganize now with the last outburst that just happened. I really believe that she walked off and she needed to, because there needs to be a new committee in that department. I really believe that, and I hate to say it, but that's what's going to happen at the beginning of each. It's going to happen. We're only 4 days old.
I have an observation I'd like to share with you. Tell me what your take is on it being there. Now, you said that they've been a little exclusive and that they are they're quite passionate about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so over the occupation, over the last few days, I have seen a number of people who have been, who've had bandanas over the lower half of their face.
And it says 99%.
Exactly, exactly.
We are the 99%, only 1%. pretty much they make the decisions because they're the 99% that reap the benefits of this country.
Precisely. Now, because of their exclusivity, do you think that they might find some protection in being exclusive? Because, as you know, especially in the 1960s, FBI ran their COINTELPRO program to break up the Black Panthers. And
right.
Do you think they may have that type of concern? Do you think that may be why they're being a little insular? What do you think?
Yeah, basically, I think that again, I have to be honest with you, I didn't hear your whole question, but I'm going to let you hear it. Can you hear it?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm going to let you hear a little bit.
Okay.
You want to just be put on the list, on the stack?
Listening to www.killradio.org.
Just quickly, I know it's real late, but I'm from the immigrant rights movement.
Immigrant rights
movement. On December 12th, the coalition for an economic boycott on December 12th is organizing a big march, and hopefully a boycott, a city-wide boycott, like the one we did on May 1st, 2006. Right now, at this moment, it's in the beginning stages. We're not even ready to come to you yet with a resolution. So, but we will. We will in the next few days. So stay tuned. Economic boycott on immigration reform, on legalization, on stopping deportation.
Sorry, I had to yell.
No, that's okay. This was a person who was opposing deportation.
Yeah, a boycott on all of the deportation laws, and you know they have bloody wars on the border. Mm-hmm. I mean, the border fences separate people from families, from friends. When we were doing 100,000 Poets for Change, there was going to be a reading in Nogales where the poets there was like a festival that went on. Oh wait, they're talking about Occupy Rodeo Drive. Hold on. Oh, they were going to occupy Beverly Hills, but it's going to be Yom Kippur, so they're going to move it. Hold on.
Not
the people driving the DM buses. Nobody sees anybody living in South Central except the people living in South Central. If you want your voice to be heard, if you want to get the rest of the 99% that may have jobs, if you want to talk to the 1% who know the people that have put you out of work, you need to go where they go. Don't what if they have a bad shopping day, okay?
Yeah.
People are arguing about
yeah, it sounds like a debate over whether people should occupy Beverly Hills.
Okay, I'm walking away again. I'm sorry. If I get too close, we won't be able to communicate.
Okay.
There's a bunch of different issues. I encourage everyone that's listening to please come down and get involved. If you can't get involved, go online and learn about it and spread the word. There are a lot of people in the nation trying to make this revolution come to a head today. This is it. Okay, this is our chance. It's coming to a head. We have the internet, which means we have the power. Now, I'm not going to say that this thing has been financed or instigated by a certain group, but there is a group that seems to be represented here. They're recognized by the Guy Fawkes mask from V for Vendetta. The name of that organization is called Anonymous. Again, if you go online, go to YouTube, and look up Anonymous. This group is a group of hackers, basically. And when the WikiLeaks guy was taken down for accepting donations to help change the climate and the scape of the way things are run today and about our pretty much our fiscal condition, PayPal refused to support the payments and the donations that were coming in, and PayPal deleted their account. That was the WikiLeaks guys. So what Anonymous did was they took down PayPal to show an act of solidarity. Now, Anonymous, they say they're not responsible for this, for Occupy Wall Street, but there sure are a lot of Guy Fawkes masks here. There is a lot of Anonymous practice here, and as far as I'm concerned, and Anonymous was also sought after by the FBI, so the FBI, their whole data system was taken down. You cannot beat Anonymous. They are always one step ahead of the game. They are the Internet. We are the Internet. Who runs the Internet? The writers, the poets, the people.
Yvonne?
Yes.
I want to talk about getting involved in Occupy Wall Street. Now, I'm taking a look at the website, Occupy Los Angeles.
I can barely hear you, babe.
Okay. I'm looking at the website, OccupyLosAngeles.org, and yeah. I see that they have team meetings scheduled for 4 p.m. on Wednesday.
Yes, they have different teams. Those are the different committees. There's the media committee. There's the committee, like I said, the committee against brutality. There's we've got a security team. We've got a PR street team because the media is not covering it. If I could show you, I wonder if I could shoot you. Are you looking at the live stream at all? You should see what's going on here. There are people camping on the grass, people all over the grass, and they're not living here. They're staying here during the day and going back. But there's a lot of people.
I'm live stream right now on a separate computer right
I
now.
I think what you're seeing on the live stream might just be the General Assembly, but if you could see the grass and all the people with all the tents, or if you can get down here sometime with your webcam and whatever it is you do to report to your show, it would be good. It would be a great thing for you to see. I've been here all day. I've been here every day. And I just want to be here and support the cause. I want to show. And 100,000 Poets for Change is supporting the cause. They've asked all the leaders of other organizations to come forward and say who they are. And 100,000 Poets for Change, which is thousands of poets strong, is also supporting the cause.
Okay. Now, I'm also taking a look at the stream on live stream. They currently have 368 viewers. They can go on which website to find this?
To find the live stream, it's on the front page of www.OccupyLosAngeles.org. There's also Occupy Together. There's also Occupy... it's Occupy Together. It's basically Occupy. And they're the ones that started the thing on YouTube. Now, if you go to, again, to my website, if you go to Yvonne De La Vega on Facebook, it's Facebook.com/ Yvonne De La Vega, you'll see a lot of postings that I've put up in regard to the movement. There's a guy that does a wonderful speech on Wall Street about how in 1913 this country died when it hired the central banking system. We used to trade and pay for things in gold, but the Federal Reserve, he's shouting about ending the Federal Reserve, because for every dollar you put in the bank, they multiply it by 9. And it's money no one's ever, it's not even money, it's paper money. It's not even money. And the only thing he says, the only thing that says made in America are missiles, tanks, weapons, and that's it. We need to bring production back into America and stop using, and we got to end the Federal Reserve. Another thing for you Facebookers, a faction which Anonymous themselves has claimed they're not going to do it, but a different group of Anonymous has vowed to take Facebook down on November 5th. This is all Googleable, kids. All Googleable. If you're interested in that, look up Anonymous and Facebook.
Okay,
so if I were you, I'd start archiving your stuff or download your, under account settings, you can download all your information before November 5th in case it does go down, okay?
And yes, and this is all searchable on Google.
All searchable. Just remember the words Anonymous and Occupy. Occupy Wall Street or Occupy Los Angeles. They're still going strong. This meeting's going on. It's very heated up.
Okay. What exactly is heating up right now?
Well, I have to walk over there now. Okay. Let me see.
Okay, we're right here with you.
Okay, I'm going to walk over there. And what's happening right now is people are scurrying to get all of their stuff off the lawn because there has to be a four-foot easement so wheelchairs can get by. Okay? Are you cool, bro? Okay.
Okay, so right now what everyone's doing is they're migrating their encampment.
They're migrating from the grass and moving everything they are off of the grass.
Because
there has to be a four-foot clearing for wheelchairs to get by.
Okay, and they're going to be going onto the sidewalk.
Oh, my God, I got to take a picture. Is there any way for me to, should I take a picture of this?
Please do.
And send it. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. So what they're doing right now in Occupy Los Angeles, which is near Pershing Square, is they are moving their encampments and their presence off the grass. They have about...
Well, apparently I can't do it while I'm on the phone.
Okay,
but there's a row of tents on the sidewalk.
Okay.
And which I'll take a picture for you later and I'll send it.
Okay, perfect. So what they're doing is they're moving their tents off the grass onto the sidewalk, and they have about another six...
Hold on, they're chanting. Hold on, we got to hear this.
Okay.
United will never be defeated. You got that?
I got it.
Mic check. They say mic check when somebody's speaking. Oh my God. Okay, everybody's in a hurry to strike. The media team is moving the tent.
Okay. Is this a corporate media team or independent?
No, it's the independent media team for Occupy Los Angeles.
Okay.
It's such a, you know, I think what's going to happen, what I really think is going to happen is if they continue, I think in a few days it's going to settle and become what it's supposed to be. The people that are supposed to have teams here will have teams here, and those that, you know, those that can't handle it are taking off. And maybe we'll get something done. I mean, I think just the fact that they're gathering at all is a great thing.
Oh, absolutely. Agreed.
It's just a great thing that the people are here to do something about it. I've got that poem.
Yes. I'd love
okay.
to hear it.
It's called, hold on. And again, if you go to www.occupylosangeles.com and go to the blog. This poem is also there. It's been shared numerous times because it addresses revolution and it addresses all that. I hate talking about a poem. I'll just do it. Okay?
Okay. We're here.
Okay, I'm going to be reading from my iPhone at the same time. Can you hear me when I talk like this?
Yes, we can.
Okay. All right, I'm going to get to a place where I'm crossing the lawn. People are moving. I'm going to go back to the city hall grid, which is up against the wall where it's quiet, and this is called Where Have All the Flower Children Gone? Oh. I'm on my way back to pick up my traveling bard of a son who had jumped into a rental van full of nouveau hippies that had thoughtfully mused to prefer being called pirates and gypsies from New Texas, each with guitar and ukulele and voices like the angels that attend Tom Waits, Woody Guthrie, and Sam Cooke. Blaze. I had named him after a friend, not knowing St. Blaise was the patron saint of the voice. St. Blaise and my boy may well be Orpheus reborn. May well be Orpheus reborn from the days of Jason and the Argonauts. Sweet Orpheus, whose voice did calm the fiercest dragon. Me, I'm the mom the kids do want around during free spirit artful lodgers in Bartermine. He is a big boy, smart enough to outsmart enough. The force is with him, I know, but I still worry. These charming poet travelers, all of them from Brooklyn on their way to Burning Man, dressed in paisley and headbands, who call their medicinal marijuana magic beans. Hold on. They remind me of my summers spent in Oakland as a kid. Sorry. Hold on. Me, I'm the mom the kids do want around during free spirit, artful lodgers, and barter mind. He is a big boy, smart enough to outsmart enough. The force is with him, I know, but I still worry. These charming poet travelers, all of them from Brooklyn on their way to Burning Man, dressed in paisley and headbands, who call their medicinal marijuana magic beans, they remind me of my summers spent in Oakland as a kid. Pass the beans, I heard them say at my place, where we sang and passed the talking stick, of which was passed from one to the other, the bearer of the stick made to stand by the conga, sprout a poem, talk story, or channel, whatever. All were clever and so full of art, so full of human nature, evolved from the righteous consciousness, the apples fallen from the trees of the 60 seeds across this land, who morphed like in the land of Oz into the new beautiful in the stand for cause, when illustrated, rightly depicted, engulfed in flowers and grapevine, reminiscent of that historic love that was spread around the world by San Francisco flower children, Generation One. Yeah, you go, Berkeley. Blaze and the New Texans begged me and Bianca to come. We must do Burning Man together, they flattered. But Bianca, still young at older, is in an important place of transition, and I, having been born into a been there, done that, and I'm still the same and as always pretty much intolerant. The last time I saw San Francisco, Harvey Milk was celebrating on Cheetos Castro. Granted, it was via HBO and the magic of Sean fucking Penn, who really tripped me out for days afterward, thinking, is he really that great, or is he really that gay? It's 4:50 a.m., and I've got the back seat flossing in satin pillows, stars out the back window, seemingly stationed behind little light clouds going by, and I try not to hear the obligated conversation from Shotgun, whose job it is to keep a driver stimulated for the next 6 hours, or we all die. While I dream of flowers and larger clouds, I can name the shapes of these clouds, a rabbit, a hand, an iris, a midget with a bong shaped like a dragon. This trip to San Francisco reminds me of the 60s, me and Dennis in the back of Mommy's station wagon, when every summer we'd drive up to Oakland, and whenever my brother would see a long-haired teen, we'd crane to get a glimpse of them there, that new kind of youth. I knew it was something big, even though they had just looked kind of crazy, really. The hippie movement, a once romantic sentiment I had felt for the lovely flower children of San Francisco, a sentiment that changed after Kent State, and me at 10 years old dissecting the women's right to vote and freedom of speech, and applying it to myself and my military father, whose rule was that we speak only when spoken to. The flower children became Alphonse Michaud meets Berkeley, Harvard, and Jackson State. The children a little wiry-eyed, eyed, bare feet, a little muddy. Naked was always beautiful. And eventually the Paisley Panther ate the orange sunshine and purple microdot away too many times, becoming perma-fried, which is sort of like a champion boxer getting punch drunk. A tragedy indeed. I smelled garlic while marveling at the millions of stars that refused to be seen from the heart of my L.A., and the driver puts on some wannabe gangster rap asking, do I like hip-hop? I'm spending quality time with my head. I load a little bowl and let the galaxy inspire the cannabis within me to strangely recall the tale of Pol Pot. So the millions of lights in the night sky become the gold and silver crowns from teeth within the skulls of the killing fields. Once Zenith, now Samsung, and all the corporate fellow yellows bent on power like the wilting Western world from Chevy to this Subaru and Westinghouse and GE to Mitsubishi, Sony, Toshiba. HGTV, what does it matter how flat the thing is when it still causes schizophrenia? If the painted pictures in a history book would have been my preference for getting schooled in the atrocities of the mankind against humankind, but was not the way I caught wind. The way it went down for me was in an embedded memory from first-hand witness, glued in terror to a black-and-white zenith that showed my older brothers and sisters getting beat up right on the streets of San Francisco while wearing dark, bloodied, broken flowers in their hair and still singing songs of glory in an American theater of the absurd. I cried and cried and cried while my parents shouted, "We'll put the cartoons on. Yvonne, it's okay." This is the reason why today I loathe the TV. I hate, yes, hate TV, except for that show called Weeds. Everything else is media sexploitation and chewable orange-flavored propaganda. Swear to God, the slick just gets slicker. I was too young to realize the Vietnam War was the beginning of a string of bad ideas for America, land of the free. Free? And the change that was coming, or the free love and the consciousness of the youth back then drumming beautifully from an orchestra pit called Rebellion, which took form in colorful freedom and dancing in the streets, love-ins, long hair, LSD, peyote, and rock and roll immortalization-ism. That very youth, the Einsteins, discovering the formula by gazing into flowers, came to the final answer and the awareness that really, seriously, love is all you need. Give peace a chance. And I visualized Blaze seeing the birds in the tall trees completely silent in his audience, birds recalling that 60s flower child beaten or killed by the man before they could bask in the new light they gave us next. Imagine. Janice and Jimmy, the skybound Lucy, an historically beveled diamond, and the sharpness of our calling for change counteracted by a flooding of tar into the inner cities to stabilize the uprising and our right to bear arms, chagrins about the needle and the damage done. The Lizard King foretold it. Jim Morrison still shouts it from Paris or wherever, the Seychelles. Wake up! Fuck Oliver Stone. The doors of perception faded into the celluloid mists of whiskey-guzzling leather pants, reeking of semen and cocaine. Wake the fuck up. Jim was a poet with the magnetic truths embedded within his still-revered legacy of spoken words to the heads that operated the body of blissfully obese 50s man. Jim's wisdom wailing in biblical rock prophecy and eventually his own ability to finally break on through to the other side. Now the good old boys hide and the slickness goes undetected. Our love ends and peacetime soon to be ejected. And in a Hollywood bungalow, I packed for Golden Gate Park and that warm bay beach where my boy is barefoot and singing like the angel Orpheus. He's a big boy, I know, but I still worry, even though he's no gangbanger, but a poet and a bard who sings songs about love and about shackles on his wrist. And no, they can't take the man out of me. written about the time he got beat up by the CHP because his girlfriend was driving drunk and crashed into Bollywood, that Indian restaurant on Cahuenga. And that's what the CHP does to accident victims. They beat them in front of their mother and the day before Thanksgiving. Just a reminder that there's still some shit going on. Oh no, don't be blinded by hope. And they smashed his face into the concrete with their boot in front of his sister, who froze in horror, unaware that she was throwing up as she watched. And we pleaded for them to please stop. His lip is cut wide open and his cheek is split, and the blood covered my angel voiced flower child's face, his eyes blinking back blood he couldn't wipe away. So the shackles were being yanked up while boots from the second patrolman ground into his back, his chest down, his shackled limbs being pulled up by powerless hands, his loving sister disbelieving, and Mama Lion helpless, crying, pacing, our pleadings fallen to ignored utterances. Please, please, sir, please stop. And from the back seat of this Subaru, spending quality time with my head, I watched the stars and named the clouds. I whispered, manifest destiny. Visualizing Blaze laughing, and from my America, gazing upward and onward, I knew I had always believed in the warriors of the good fight. Since the paisley, Frisco camo, beautiful in dandelion crowns, flowers in their hair, love in their eyes, peace in their hearts, but longing in their voices, bitter, sweet magnificence too, like the angel's song. And in my stony romantic intolerance, I asked aloud, where? Where have all the flower children gone?
That's beautiful. What's the title?
Yeah, thank you. Pretty epic, but...
I'm sorry?
But it's on the blog at www.occupylosangeles.com. .org. It's been passed around and shared many times. It represents what we're doing now. Here we are. This is where the flower children are. And what is it, like 40 years later? 50?
Mm-hmm. And it still speaks.
Is it 50 years later?
Today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the beginning of it with Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement. It's come to a head now. The time is now. That's why everyone needs to hear about it. That's why they're... Gil Scott-Heron was right. The revolution is not being televised. There's a media blackout on this.
Exactly. A corporate media blackout.
I can barely hear you, babe.
What's that?
I can barely hear you.
I said it's a corporate media blackout.
It's a corporate media blackout. That
exactly.
1% has bought out the media. Mm-hmm. I stood up to say boycott the mainstream media. Boycott it. We don't need them.
Exactly.
And we can spread the word.
We can. And there are so many avenues of getting your word out, getting notice out, getting your voice out. There is this station right here, www.killradio.org. There's also indiemedialA.org, where we will be posting a copy of this report.
Thank you. Good. Yes. Do your thing, babe. Do your part. Do your thing. I was, you know, before I called you, I was going to propose an internet street team, that every article that is crucial to share, that will maybe inspire the rest of this 99% to come down here, that we post and repost so people know what's happening, that we're here. And if they haven't heard about it yet, it's begun. It is now. It's happening.
Absolutely. And it deserves to be covered. It deserves to be covered.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things that I am going to do is I'm also going to send a notice to the list here. Any of our producers or show hosts who have access during the day will be here to man the phones for live reports anytime that you need.
Right on.
Anybody who has a phone. So please, by all means, give out our phone number. The phone number here is 213-252-0998. We'll try to have somebody here as much as possible
Oh, I love you. Thank you so much for that. And what I need you to do is I need you to get that to me as soon as possible so I can tell them here that what's going on, okay? Tell them the names of the radio stations. And if you give me a full report of what you just pledged, I will read it to the committee.
Okay, absolutely. I'll do that.
Okay, just send it back to me in a text, or you can email me, and I'll get it to them. The assembly meeting is over tonight, but I'll get it to them by tomorrow and let them know. And thank you for your support, and I thank you in advance from the rest of them for your support.
Okay.
We need as much as we can get.
Yes, definitely. And like I said, there is a corporate media blackout. So if you're listening to ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, oh, good Lord, CNN, MSNBC, you're not going to get this constant coverage. You're not going to get the follow-up. What you will get is you will get the focus that you need on this revolutionary event, and that's only going to be done through independent media.
Okay. Oh, I love it. If you want to repeat that, let me ask the media team. Can I come through? I gotta tell them something. Okay, I want you to tell them yourself, okay?
Okay.
Who's the media team? Are you the media team? Hi. I've got radio on the line, and they're gonna tell you which stations are gonna be covering you.
Hi, I'm
Yvonne. I've got radio on the phone, and they're gonna tell you the different stations are gonna cover you. Okay. Hi, Boomer. What's your name?
Okay.
This is Joe, and he's the head of the media team.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Joe.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. How's everything going over there?
Everything's, you know, we've just made the jump to the sidewalk like we do every night.
Okay.
And, we're setting up the media tent, getting our live stream back up, and, organizing the tables.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I'm looking at the live stream, I'm not getting anything. I'm just getting a crawl on the right-hand side of the webpage right now.
Yeah, it should be up real soon. You know, it's always difficult, you know, setting up a mobile production unit on the fly.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're running on generators and, you know,
precisely.
But it should be up relatively shortly. The situation is every night we spend our days on the grass around City Hall, and at night the city has asked us to sleep on the sidewalks, and so, you know, it's a twice-a-day process of moving the whole media center.
Totally understand. Okay, so here's what we're doing. I'm with a website called www.killradio, that's K-I-L-L-R-A-D-I-O .org.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is we're running this report live right now.
Okay.
And what I'm also going to do is I'm also going to send a copy of this in one-hour increments as long as I possibly can. And if I can't do it, then we'll see if we can get someone to cover time in the studio to do this for you.
That would be great. We'd really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, thank you. We're going to send another copy of it to indiemedialA.org,
okay,
which is an independent media center, and they've been around for over 10 years. We'll distribute your reports this way as well. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to also give you our phone number.
Yeah, let me grab a pen real quick.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, our phone number here is 213-252-0998.
998, got it.
Okay, so yeah, so anytime you want to give a report, give us a call, please. If there's somebody here in the studio, we'll put you on the air and we'll air it live.
Okay. You know what? We'll probably make a regular thing of this. I'm gonna put a point person on this. This sounds like a great opportunity for us.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much. That was.
So you're listening to www.killradio.org. We may have lost our connection with Yvonne de la Vega. If that is so, then Yeah, if that's what's happened, then what we're going to do is we're going to end our coverage, and then we're going to go back to airing our Kill Radio archives. We're going to make every effort possible right now to make sure that there's someone here in the station to cover.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.